Good afternoon. This is the Carusco conference operator. Welcome and thank you for joining the ISAGRO as of December 31st, 2017 presentation. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Giorgio Basile, President and CEO of ISAGRO. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, good morning to everybody. I am here together with the newly appointed General Manager, Davide Cepel, with the CFO, Ruggero Gambini, with the Flavio Bandilaschi responsible for administration and our investor related, Riola. Okay. 2017, the year which closes a five-year period during which we were pursuing the objective of reaching the stage of being balanced with regard to the generation of financial resources to cover the investment we have been keeping constantly to make. I'm referring particularly to the R&D area, to the portion of R&D area which is capitalized, which in the past years has been partly covered, creating, utilizing the resources generated with the capital increase, and utilizing resources generated in virtue of the long-term agreement, including license, which we have finalized with certain parties. In 2017, the first year within the five, where we have not recorded in the balance sheet any significant medium long-term agreement, we have achieved break-even P&L-wise and a reduction of around 6 million euro in the net financial debt, in the net financial position. Is this something satisfactory? Well, if we look at the trend, we are very happy looking at the trend. If we look at the picture of 17 per se, of course, we can't be happy already here. That's not our goal. However, if we consider that the average contribution to revenues, EBITDA, pre-tax, granted through or granted by the long-term agreement with certain parties was amounting to around 5.5 to 6 million in a year, which this has not been recorded. I repeat, we have still reduced the debt. This means that we have been able, as I said at the beginning, to fully finance our investment with internal resources. This is good. I will ask my colleagues to go through some remarks, some to provide some information as for the commercial activity and for the specific figures which need to be commented. After that, I will pass to you our expectation for 18 and for the coming years. Davide, please.
Sure. Good morning. Regarding 2017, the results, as the President mentioned, have been positive for what concerns the core business and the sales of our agrochemical and biosolution products, particularly on the face of the difficulties that we, the lower results that we achieved in India and the end of year effect of the very serious drought that affected the Mediterranean area and particularly Italy, which is our second largest market. In this context, the growth of 4% that we posted for the core business of agrochemical sales is to be seen as a positive event, especially because it's built on the basis of a good rebound of our sales in the Americas, particularly North America, where copper products have been gaining significant market share. And in Brazil, where we started the project of directly selling copper-based products to local distributors in the state of São Paulo, Minas Gerais. It was a project that we initiated last year, and already in the first year we achieved more than $2 million in sales. The rest of the results have been based on the continuous growth of our biostimulants portfolio. Particularly in Iberia, but also in India and in North America, where we finally started selling significant amounts of our flagship product in the U.S. market. And also on a margin side, the ability to pass on the cost increases on copper, which have affected significantly the raw material cost of our products, but we were able to maintain our margins by passing on the increase totally to the end users. For the rest of the world, there have been no noticeable differences aside from some changes in the organization. We have a new head of sales for Italy and Spain, which are our second and fourth largest geographies. Both professionals come from a very strong background in the industry. And we are already engaging in activities for the growth in the next few years by enriching our strategy, expanding our portfolio, and particularly investing on the biosolutions growth, which these two markets represent probably among the top five in the world. I think that's all for what concerns.
Thank you. Ruggero, can you comment on some?
Yes, just a couple of comments on the P&L figures, and I'm making reference to page 6 of the documentation which was circulated yesterday evening. First of all, on the top line, our revenues confirmed to be very much focused on the international markets, since around 80% of the consolidated sales revenues were achieved outside Italy. And second comment as a sort of picture of 2017 results versus previous year one. We already represented last year that the €2.7 million of net profit, which was realized in 2016, benefited of some €6 million of initial revenues from mid-long-term agreement. And that those €6 million were not carrying any kind of fiscal burden, meaning that the net result for 2016 originated by what we could call running operations were below zero with a loss of around €2 million. This was clearly represented this year, the 0.2, so the zero plus, the break-even result was entirely represented, brought by the running operations, meaning that the €1.5 million of initial revenues from mid-long-term agreements were substantially offset by non-recurring charges, as it is highlighted at table 6. I'd say that that's all as far as the as key comments on the P&L.
Of course, with the question and answer section, of course we will be willing to answer specific points, specific questions. Before doing that, let me try to outline what we visualize. It has been mentioned that in India we reorganized our management. This has created a negative impact in the short term, is already showing very good results, which are starting being generated this year, at the very end of last year, but really this year. In addition to this, we have created the position of general manager because we have in front of us 2-3 years during which we can reach and want to reach the 200 million target via internal growth. Internal growth will be in the hands of the general manager. This is because of a number of actions underway and some events which are important. We expect an important growth from the growing country India. We expect the new biofumigant to be registered in California with a significant boost of the sales. And there are 3-4 events which would explain why we expect to reach that. On a parallel basis, during this period, and I will personally follow it, we are determined in analyzing carefully, selectively, opportunities for making some also small acquisitions which allow us to enter some markets where we're not present, but more importantly and on a priority basis to reinforce the position in the few markets where we operate. This is something which we expect to do with internal resources which will be allocated on a priority basis for this project and a certain credit leverage which we can utilize, considering that, as has been already pointed out, our net financial position represents a bit less than half the equity, with equity underrepresenting the value of the assets net of liabilities. However, we want to make a calculation. We are absolutely sure that the balance sheet equity is underestimating the value of the assets. So, in any case, looking at the book value, a ratio of 0.5, where equity today covers a portion of the net working capital, allows us to say, and we have a reason for saying that, we have evidences that we can utilize the leverage. But we want to do it only against specific opportunities which we consider very well fitting our strategy. This is the work of the next 2-3 years. By growing internally, by adding some pieces, we should reach the moment, which is 4 or 5 years from now, when the new fungicide which we have been developing in the last 6 years, and which this year, for which this year we completed the investment, which is a fungicide belonging to the SDHI class, chemical class, this product will go to the market and in 4 or 5 years should be present marketed in Brazil, in Europe, and progressively in other areas. The boosting of this product to be added to the basic business plus some selected acquisition can is what we want to do. Okay, I stop here, but I want to give you the indication that while we can't be excited or even happy about the 2017 result per se, I have to re-emphasize that we have absolutely reached a sound financial basis and we have created the business condition for the next years, and in so that in the next years we should progressively see improvement of our bottom line results. In this frame, of course, we should only expect that the market will progressively recognize this value. But as we have said in other occasions, rather than anticipating numbers, we want to bring you results. That's what we are committed to do. Thank you.
Excuse me, Mr. Basile, would you like to open the Q&A session?
Yes, that's with my thank you. I thought that was the message.
So, excuse me, this is the Carosco conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touch-tone telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and two. Please pick up the receiver when asking questions. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone. We are about to close the question and answer session, so please press star and one for questions. Mr. Basile, there are no questions registered at this time.
Very good. Thanks to everybody for having participated and to you for your cooperation. Thank you very much indeed.